Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Cadence Design Systems, ticker symbol CDNS, a major player in the electronic design automation space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. All right. Let's set the stage. Cadence Design Systems is a tech company that's been making waves in the semiconductor industry by providing critical software and hardware solutions for designing integrated circuits and electronic systems. If you're invested in tech or semiconductors, you've likely heard of them, as they're integral to the creation of chips that power everything from smartphones to AI applications. Today, we're going to peel back the layers of their business, look at their numbers, and see if the hype matches the fundamentals. So, who exactly is Cadence? Founded in 1987 and headquartered in San Jose, California, Cadence is a leader in electronic design automation, or EDA, software. They provide tools and services that help engineers design complex chips and systems used in industries like automotive, aerospace, mobile, and hyperscale computing. Their offerings span functional verification, digital IC design, custom IC design, and even system interconnect solutions. With over 12,000 employees worldwide, they're a significant force in the tech sector, specifically within the software application industry. Their mission? To enable intelligent system design, which is becoming increasingly important with the rise of AI and advanced computing. Now, let's talk revenue. Cadence has shown impressive growth over the years, and in fiscal year 2025, they reported total revenue of about $5.3 billion, up from $4.64 billion in 2024. That's a solid increase of roughly 14% year over year. Breaking it down by product segments for 2024, the bulk of their revenue, around $4.21 billion, comes from product and maintenance, while technology services contributed about $428 million. Geographically, the Americas, especially the United States, are their biggest market, bringing in over $2.15 billion in 2024. Asia is also a major contributor with $1.43 billion, followed by Europe, Middle East, and Africa at $699 million. China alone accounted for $573 million, showing their global reach. This diversified revenue stream across regions and products highlights their strong market positioning, especially in high-growth areas like Asia. Moving on to earnings, Cadence has been delivering some solid results. For Q4 2025, they surpassed expectations with a notable year-over-year revenue increase of about 6%, driven by strong demand for AI-related products. Their full-year 2025 earnings per share came in at 49 cents, up from 389 cents in 2024, reflecting consistent profitability. Net income for 2025 hit $1.11 billion, compared to $1.06 billion the prior year. These numbers show that Cadence isn't just growing on the top line, they're translating that growth into bottom-line results. The demand for their EDA tools, especially in AI and multi-physics applications, seems to be a key driver, and their outlook for 2026 suggests they expect this momentum to continue with projected revenue growth of 11 to 13%. Let's dive a bit deeper into what management had to say during their recent earnings call for Q3 2025. They highlighted a robust performance with strong financial results, emphasizing the growing adoption of their AI-driven solutions. Leadership noted that their multi-physics portfolio and strategic acquisitions are enhancing their competitive edge. They also pointed out a solid backlog and confidence in meeting their full-year targets, which aligns with the positive trends we're seeing in their financials. Management seems optimistic about the future, particularly with their focus on intelligent system design and expanding market opportunities in AI and advanced computing. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Looking at their balance sheet for 2025, Cadence is sitting on a hefty $3 billion in cash and cash equivalents, with total assets of over $10.1 billion. Their total liabilities stand at $4.68 billion, giving them a reasonable debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.45. This suggests they're not overly leveraged, which is a good sign for financial stability. On the income statement side, their gross profit margin is an impressive 96%, and their net profit margin is around 21%, showing they're highly efficient at turning revenue into profit. Return on equity for the trailing 12 months is about 21.7%, indicating they're generating solid returns for shareholders. Free cash flow for 2025 was $1.59 billion, up from $1.2 billion in 2024, which gives them plenty of flexibility for investments or acquisitions, like the recent Hexagon deal. Overall, their financial health looks strong, with consistent growth in operating cash flow and a current ratio of 2.86, pointing to good liquidity. Now let's talk valuation. At the current stock price of around $303, Cadence has a market cap of about $82.7 billion. Their trailing 12-month price-to-earnings ratio is a lofty 73.6, and their price-to-sales ratio is 15.5. These are premium multiples, suggesting the market has high expectations for future growth. Looking at forward PE ratios, for 2026, it's estimated at around 37.3, dropping to 28.5 by 2028, which indicates analysts expect earnings growth to bring the valuation down over time. Compared to the industry average PE of about 62.7 for software application companies, Cadence is trading at a premium, which could mean it's overvalued unless they continue to deliver outsized growth. Enterprise value is roughly $81.7 million, and their free cash flow yield is just under 2%, which isn't particularly attractive for value investors. So while the company's fundamentals are strong, the price tag might give some investors pause. Let's break down Cadence through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their revenue growth is robust, with a 14% year-over-year increase, and their leadership in EDA software gives them a competitive edge, especially in high-demand areas like AI and system design. They've also got a diversified revenue base across multiple regions and product lines. On the weaknesses side, their high valuation multiples could deter value-focused investors, and they face intense competition from players like Synopsys. For opportunities, the growing demand for AI and multi-physics solutions presents a massive growth avenue, and strategic acquisitions like Hexagon's design and engineering business could further bolster their portfolio. Lastly, threats include rapid technological changes that require constant innovation, as well as potential geopolitical risks affecting their international revenue, especially in markets like China. Overall, Cadence has a strong foundation, but they'll need to navigate competitive and market challenges carefully. Looking at recent performance, Cadence's stock price has had a mixed run. Over the past week, it's up 3.8%, which is a nice short-term gain. However, over the last month, it's down 3.49%, and over 6 months, it's taken a hit of 14.23%. On a brighter note, the one-year performance shows a gain of 9.64%, and over 5 years, it's up an incredible 122.5%. Compared to the broader technology sector, which is up 9.91% over the past year, Cadence is performing decently, though it's lagged behind in the shorter term. From a technical perspective, the stock seems to be hovering around key support levels, and if it can break through recent resistance, we might see some upside. But with the 6-month decline, there's definitely some caution warranted for short-term moves. So what's the final verdict on Cadence Design Systems? They're a powerhouse in the EDA space, with strong financials, impressive revenue growth, and a clear focus on high-growth areas like AI. Their recent earnings beat and optimistic outlook for 2026 are encouraging, and their balance sheet shows they've got the resources to keep innovating. However, that high valuation is a sticking point. Paying 73 times earnings means you're banking on significant future growth, which isn't guaranteed in a competitive and fast-changing industry. For long-term investors, Cadence could be a solid pick if you believe in the continued expansion of AI and semiconductor design needs. But for those more value conscious, you might want to wait for a pullback. What do you think? Are you bullish on Cadence, or do you think it's overpriced? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives into stocks like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.